רבותיי, ערב שבת קודש, just one quick idea on the parasha that we're going to read, parashat Noah, an observation that we made in the construction of the first pasuk of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha says, Ele toledot Noah, 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 the double language. Ish Sadiq Tamim, also a double language. Ayah bedorotav et ha'eluim et ha'lech Noah. He lived in his generation, which is superfluous. Of course, when did he live? Bedorotav et ha'eluim et ha'lech Noah, and he walked with God. In order to reconcile it, we explain very simply that Noah excelled in both areas of Ben Adam l'Havero, as well as Ben Adam l'Makom. You know, when we got the Luchot, there's two sides of the Luchot in order to be a complete Jew. The right side, of course, is the Mitzvot Ben Adam l'Makom. The left side is the Ben Adam l'Havero. To be complete, you need to have both sides. To be considered a religious Jew, one has to be exceptional in both, his relationship between man and his fellow, but man and God as well. Just like we wouldn't consider a person a religious man if he eats on Yom Kippur, we cannot consider a person a religious man if he's a gazlan and he cheats his friend in business. Both sides of the Luhot represent a complete Jew. Noah was complete. Well, he wasn't Jewish, but he was complete. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ele toledot Noah, Noah. He was Noah lebriot, and he was Noah lemakom. He had a pleasant relationship in both areas. Noah, Noah. Therefore the Pasuk says, he was a tzaddik and he was a tamim. Tzaddik is tzidkut, is righteousness. He was straight. That represents Ben Adam, the havero. Tamim, like the rabbi just mentioned, tamim tiyem Hashem Elohecha. That represents his relationship with God. And therefore the Pasuk says, bedorotav. Bedorotav, he was a tzaddik, which means when it came to the people of his generation, that's where you saw his sitkut. Et ha'eluhim et ha'lech Noah is an adjective to explain the tamim. So therefore the pasuk is really giving you duality to tell you that Noah was Noah, Noah. Where was his Noah, Noah? Tzaddik tamim. And where did that tzaddik tamim manifest itself? The tzaddik manifested itself, bedorotav, in the generation that he lived in. And the tamim represented where it manifested itself, et ha'eluhim, et ha'lech Noah. Now where do we see in the parasha that Noah had a strong relationship with God? That you see when somebody is a strict, adherent observer of halakha. When one follows the halakha, specifically in laws that have to do with Ben Adam Namakom, where do you see in the parasha that Noah was careful in mitzvot Ben Adam Namakom? So, there's an amazing Tzoror Amor. There was a rabbi from Spain, Rabbi Abraham Sabah. He lived at the time of the Girush. He was Migurash not only from Spain, but then he went to Portugal, and he was Migurash from there as well. He writes one of the most important commentaries on the Torah called Tzoror Amor. I recommend it to all our members, especially the Sfaradim, to learn from the words of our great rabbis. He's a Kadmon. Again, we're talking about the 1400s. He's right on the borderline of Rishonim and Aharonim. Anyway, Tzor Amor makes the following observation. When Noah goes on the Teba, it says, Be'etzem ayom hazeh ba Noah. Now, it doesn't tell us which day of the week that he went on the Teba, but it tells us the time of the day that he went on the Teba. Be'etzem ayom hazeh, which means when the sun was the strongest, midday. But the Rav learns that Be'etzim is talking about the day that the sun is not only at its high point, but the strongest day of the week that the sun is producing its light. He went when the sun was Be'etzim. And which day is the sun Be'etzim, the Rav says? That's on the day that it was created. Sun was created on Wednesday. That's when God hung up the Me'orot. The Rab's theory is, "Velo amar bayom hazeh lehorot lanu Yom HaKenisa, the day that he entered the Teva, Shaya Yom Revi'i. And how does he know Yom Revi'i? Be'etzeba Yom Hazeh, Shepirusho Be'etzumo Shel Yom, the strength of the day. Ve'eze Yom Shashemishu Yoter Hazak, Mish'ar HaYamim, which day is the sun stronger than any other? Yom Revi'i, Shebo Netlu HaMe'orot, Ve'azahama Ve'chuskata. Nefi she'azu kachatan yosei mechupato, like we say in the Mizmorim on Shabbat, which is referring to the sun. Ahad shebo bayom meir bezarah, velachen Noah nechnas biyom revi'i. So he says, why? He goes, Noah is shomer Shabbat, and we know that you're not allowed to get on a boat 3 days before Shabbat. And therefore he says that since Harambam holds that the reason why you can't get on a boat 3 days before Shabbat, it's because you need time to get used to the rocking of the boat, in order that when Shabbat comes, you'll be able to be merugah, you'll be able to be at peace, you'll be able to have onig. And therefore Rambam says that if you get on the boat on Wednesday, it'll be okay, because by the time Shabbat comes, you'll have onig. And therefore Noah was a shomer Shabbat. Although I asked the question on the Sron Amor, l'cha'ora Shulchan Aruch writes that litzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to even be mafleeg on Erev Shabbat. And the Chavra, this was a mitzvah, because God told Noah, go onto the Teva, boil a Teva. But the explanation is, the reason why you're able to go on a boat on a Friday is so you can get to the destination where you're doing a mitzvah. Here, Noah was not getting anywhere. It wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't a boat that had a destination. So although it was a mitzvah for him to go on the boat, but they're not going to be allowed to go on a boat that has a destination, no itinerary on Friday. You don't need to get anywhere. So therefore, Noah was Shomer Shabbat. So you see, indeed, he was a Tamim. Tamim Tiyem, Imar Hashem Uweka. He was Shomer Shabbat, Kelcheta, according to the Torah Moa. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat.